One of the first things that I noticed was that my craving for things, for foods in general, just kind of went away. My craving to eat at night went away. Mm-hmm. I'd get home from work at 3 in the morning or whatever, and first thing I would do before was open the refrigerator. Whether I ate anything or not kind of depended on my willpower. Mm-hmm. But I'd find myself in my room in bed before I even noticed that I didn't go right to the kitchen. Another thing that I've noticed is that when I read at night before I go to sleep, I used to wear these little 1¼ power reading glasses, and I don't wear them anymore because I can read without them now.
That's pretty fast.
In about 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're just lacking some little bit of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like a fog has been lifted. Like somebody took the fog that I was trying to use to think with, and they just kind of wiped the glass clean, so now I can, I remember things better. I mean, there's a significant amount of stuff going on.
Right. The fog clearing.
Yeah.
He said taste changed too, huh?
Yeah, things taste different. Things that I used to think were delicious don't have the zing that they used to have. Mm-hmm. One of the things I loved was a couple shots of espresso with about as much half and half over ice. And now I have it still once in a while, but it's bitter now. It's whatever I was needing, the calcium I was needing or whatever, I think my brain was saying, oh, we like this because we need something here. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm tasting things for what they are, not for what my brain wants me to enjoy. Mm-hmm. So, things are a lot saltier than they used to be. I feel like I was convincing myself of things, of things tasting a certain way because my body was needing a small part of what I was getting from these foods. Now, I mean, things are completely changing taste-wise. Mm-hmm. Water has become one of my favorite things. It's just like if somebody would say, let's go have a beer, I'll go with them and I'll just drink water. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, oh, come on, taste this, and I'll taste it. I still love the taste of things like that, but I have no desire to sit and drink 3 or 4 beers with my friends because I can't imagine why I would do that.
Right.
And it's not just the alcohol thing. It's just, I just don't have the craving for whatever it was that did.
Right. And yeah, I probably did a bunch of things.
Because the water, I mean, a glass of ice water is an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. It's completely changing the way food feels to me. Mm-hmm. I took myself to a movie last night as a break in between projects I was working on, and I normally get a medium sized thing of popcorn and put butter on it. And last night I got a small one and ate about half of it, and I was just done.
Yeah,
I was just I have a kernel or two once in a while, and then after a while it was like, well, that. Why am I doing that?
Yeah.
It's all oily.
Satisfied. Right.
It's oily and greasy. And I mean, I used to lick the bottom of the bag.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's completely different now than it was.
Right. And isn't that easier than me spending hours and hours saying, you need to drink glasses, you need more water, and you should change your diet. Just eat one superfood and let your diet change itself.
Yeah.
There's no discipline in anything you're saying.
None.
You know? None. No discipline. You're just filled up. And if you wanted a beer, so what? But you just find that you naturally don't. So there's no coaching saying, you should cut down on this, and you should... Because, you see? So rather than giving things up, you add good things. And the good thing replaces away the other thing. And happens to lift the fog.
It has nothing to do with willpower. It has to do with, I get to have whatever I want now because I don't really want much.
Yeah.